Hello, everyone. Happy Friday Eve. I'm Coy Wire. It's Thursday, October 10th. This is CNN 10, where I simply tell you the what, letting you decide what to think. Now, we want to start today with another update on Hurricane Milton, which at the time of this show's taping was set to make landfall on Florida's Gulf Coast overnight on Wednesday. Milton is expected to continue on its path across the Florida Peninsula. For the most up-to-date information on its strength, the size, and impact, you can head to CNN.com. Now, Milton's massive size could make it one of the most destructive storms on record. By Wednesday morning, the tropical storm force winds nearly doubled from 80 miles to 140 miles wide from its center, spreading its disastrous impacts over a much larger area. Tornado warnings were already in effect before landfall because of the tropical storm winds from Milton's outer bands. Florida's Gulf Coast is particularly vulnerable, with large population centers on low-lying land or barrier islands. Many of those islands off the coast were under evacuation orders and had bridges leading to them that were closed. Officials urged residents to leave because rescue personnel will not be able to get to them for some time as the storm passes through. And while most folks in evacuation zones did leave, some did choose to stay and ride out the storm. The water danger in this storm is frightening, and not just for the coast. Parts of the peninsula are expected to see 2 months worth of rain for the duration of the storm. A high risk of flash flooding has been issued for areas all the way on the other side of the state along the Atlantic coast. The most concerning factor, officials are calling Hurricane Milton's expected storm surge, or the rise in water level caused by the storm, unsurvivable. A 10 to 15 foot wall of water is forecast for certain areas along the coast. CNN's Kate Baldwin shows us why that has experts on alert.
One of the biggest concerns with Hurricane Milton is storm surge. The National Weather Service forecasting life-threatening storm surge levels here. So the basics. A storm surge is a rapid rise in water levels caused by strong winds pushing water onshore. In parts of Florida, we're talking 12 to 15 feet of water from this storm in a surge. And I want to give you an idea of what that really means beyond just the numbers. This shows you a storm surge of about 2 feet. At this level, low-lying coastal roads would be inundated with water. The next stage would be a surge of 5 to 8 feet. This is enough to submerge cars. But remember, Milton is expected to bring much worse, storm surge of 10 plus feet in places. And this is taller than a city bus. The average first floor of a commercial building is typically around 14 feet high, and Milton's storm surge could reach a foot higher than that.
Now to TikTok, where the app is facing more legal pressure. A bipartisan group, or a group consisting of both Democrats and Republicans, filed lawsuits this week against the platform. The group consists of 14 attorneys general from across the country who allege the app has addicted young people and harmed their mental health. The lawsuits pointed at some classic TikTok elements in their arguments, like endless scrolling content and TikTok challenges. The lawsuits are the latest legal pressure facing TikTok, which is also battling a law that could see it banned in the United States. CNN's Claire Duffy has more on this and TikTok's response.
Yeah, these lawsuits take aim at a wide range of TikTok's business practices and features that these attorneys general say can harm young users' mental health and well-being. Things like the endlessly scrolling feed that they say can keep users scrolling to see what the next video is going to be. Late-night notifications that can interrupt teen sleep. And they claim that TikTok has failed to do enough to address so-called TikTok challenges, these viral video trends where teens try to replicate videos created by other users and can sometimes be encouraged to engage in dangerous behavior. TikTok has repeatedly said that its platform is safe for children. This is not the first time that it's faced claims like this. A spokesperson told me today that the company strongly disagrees with the claims, and they pointed to new features that the platform has rolled out in the past few years. Things like a default screen time limit for teens, default privacy protections for teens under the age of 16, and parental oversight tools. But these state attorneys general clearly think that those things are not enough.
10-second trivia. Most known asteroids are within the asteroid belt, located between the orbits of what two planets in our solar system? Saturn and Jupiter, Jupiter and Mars, Earth and Venus, or Venus and Mercury? If you said Jupiter and Mars, use a star. That's where millions of asteroids can be found. Some outer space news now. A unique mission is now underway to see if NASA's attempt to redirect an asteroid in the name of planetary defense was successful. NASA's Double Asteroid Redirection Test, or DART mission, was a first-of-its-kind asteroid deflection technique that was used 2 years ago in an attempt to alter the path of an asteroid named Dimorphos. NASA crashed a spacecraft into the asteroid at 13,645 miles per hour to test its plan to defend planet Earth against potential future impacts. And now, a European spacecraft and two shoebox-sized satellites have launched to survey the results of NASA's DART mission. We'll need to wait a while, though, before we hear those results. The spacecraft and its two CubeSat companions are slated to arrive at Dimorphos and the larger asteroid it orbits named Didymos in late 2026. They'll conduct an investigation at the crash scene to see whether or not their attempt to redirect this asteroid was a success. All right, we have heard a lot about emerging and potential uses of artificial intelligence lately, but here's one that's news to me. We soon may have the ability to wear AI. Technical outerwear brand Arc'teryx and wearable technology startup Skip teamed up to create a pair of pants that basically give your legs robo-power. They do a lot of the work for you. They're calling their gear move-wear, but they could also say they're giving whole new meaning to the term fancy pants. Check it out.
These aren't your ordinary hiking pants. They contain a battery-powered exoskeleton to help you get outdoors. They're the first of a new type of clothing the creators are calling movewear.
The same way that sleepwear is something that you wear when you want to sleep, movewear is something that you wear when you want to move.
You can think of it like an e-bike for walking.
The pants are called Mogo, which is short
for mountain goat, an animal that we think sort of embodies the sort of motivations and abilities that this would give you.
Mogo is the result of a 4-year collaboration between technical outerwear brand Arc'teryx, best known for its waterproof Gore-Tex shell jackets, and wearable technology startup Skip.
On the way up, it really kind of offloads some of those big muscle groups that are working their hardest. We like to say it gives you about 40% more power in your legs on the way up with every step.
And then supports their knees on the way down.
There's a lot of artificial intelligence built into these pants.
It understands how you move, predicts how you're going to want to move next, and then assists you in doing that so that the assistant doesn't feel like you're walking to the beat of the robot or is moving independently.
And so that's where a lot of the real cutting edge technology is. There've been a lot of developments in exoskeletons, right? But they're all in an academic lab or in a hospital. So, you know, the hospital will spend $100,000 to get an exoskeleton that's very capable, but then the user only gets it for 30 minutes every week.
But I think when people think about an exoskeleton, they think about this, you know, big bionic frame, or they think it's like Avatar or something like that. The challenge for us really was how do we put that in a pair of pants? It was a lot easier for someone to wrap their head around or to put their legs in, so to speak.
Skip and the advanced concepts team at Arc'teryx created prototype after prototype.
Like every little element of it, we've just obsessed over.
And ran test after test.
We've done a lot of work to make a lot of the complicated, sophisticated technology that goes into it look and feel as approachable and as similar to a garment as possible. And so maybe you think about them like a pair of pants.
Mogo isn't the only recreational exoskeleton hitting the market. Companies like Dansis and Hypershell have developed their own lightweight exoskeletons through Kickstarter campaigns. And of course, the price for powered pants isn't cheap. Mogo expects to be released in 2025 for $5,000.
Movement and mobility, it's such a huge driver of quality of life. It's such a huge driver of joy. And it does become a luxury, right? And that's a huge part of why we're building what we're building, is we don't think it should be.
Today's story getting a 10 out of 10, a woman who got blocked out of her house by raccoons, a whole slew of raccoons. A Washington resident said she'd been given a couple of raccoons some late night snacks, but apparently word of the snacks traveled fast because before she knew it, she had a whole tribe of furry masked friends staring her down, waiting around, and there got to be so many of them, and some aggressive, to the point that she had to call the police to help her get inside of her home. That's just raccoon-diculous. All right, everyone, time for our shout-out of the day. The Falcons in San Ramon, California at Windermere Ranch Middle School. Rise up. Thanks to all of you for spending part of your day with me here on CNN 10. I'm Coy Wire. I look forward to being right back here with you tomorrow.